everyone, this is April Wallace. I'm the Associate Features Editor for the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Today in the studio, I have with me Ro Bailey.
Hello. Hi, Ro. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
I invited her in today to talk about some upcoming events with Interform. Interform is a nonprofit organization that aims to foster creative growth and change in the community.
Mm-hmm.
They have been working on developing a self-sustaining design, fashion, art industry in the region with its programs that support every vision by providing education, resources to support budding designers and artists.
Absolutely.
So today I'm here to learn more about your events associated with Assembly.
Yes.
So if you could tell us what Assembly is, mm-hmm. and kind of give an overview for what it might have.
Yeah, so Assembly is actually America's first art and fashion biennial. And biennial means every other year. I didn't pay attention enough in school, so I was like, what is that? Bi means two. So every other year. And it's basically a month-long art exhibition that incorporates and highlights local artists in the area. The curators go through like a 6-month, you know, training, and everybody is given like a stipend and paid, and then they put together a collection that people can view in different art venues or just venues in general in Northwest Arkansas. And it really gives local artists the chance to get visibility and showcase their work that they've worked so hard on. And I think it's really awesome, like from a personal standpoint, to see actual people who are alive whose art that I can go see, right? Like these are people that you would see at Walmart, maybe they go to the U of A, and they're people who are alive. Because a lot of times when you go to art exhibitions and museums, you're seeing work from like, you know, thousands of years ago. And while it's beautiful, you know, sometimes it's hard to make that connection. Some of the artists are artists that don't look like you. So, you know, Interform is very big on diversity. And that is one of the biggest things that I like about it is like I could walk down the street and be like, oh, I saw your artwork and see them at Walmart. So
yeah.
It's really cool.
That's
really excited
really
about
neat.
It. It's going to be even bigger this year than it was the first year, which was 2021. And we are really excited about it. All the partnerships, Walmart or Walton Family Foundation and Tyson Family Foundation. So we really appreciate that. So, yeah. Simply something to look forward to.
Yeah, tell me about the first year and how that went and kind of the scope of it. How many artists did you have the first time?
Yeah, like if I can remember, man, that was 2 years ago. I know we had at least 30 or 40 artists. You can quote me, but I don't remember. But the first year, there was a lot of hard work involved, a lot of planning. Our CEO, Robin, did the most, like as far as planning and getting people together and trying to find venues. Like it's not an easy thing to do to have somebody say like, yeah, you can use our space for like a month. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, the first year, it was just right here in, right in Springdale, and the installations took forever. Like to, you know, it took our staff, it took everybody, you know, all hands on deck. And, you know, we got a lot of artists, some visibility. We have a few returning artists this year as well. So the first year was amazing. This year is even more amazing. But it's a lot of hard work, for sure.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably had a lot of constraints the first time being, you know, still in the middle of the pandemic.
Yes. Constraints as far as the pandemic, constraints as far as how long we could occupy a space, constraints as far as like what the art could be as far as like how heavy it was or was it big enough, small enough to fit in certain spaces. Like there's a lot involved. I learned a lot that year. I learned a lot about curators because I was like, I don't know what a curator is, but you know, I got to learn about that and just learn about art in general. And that it's art is very different to me. It's very subjective, but like I really got a chance to understand where people's point of views was coming from and like their personal situations and what inspired them to create some of the art that they created.
I think that makes it so much more interesting.
Absolutely. Like knowing the backstory, like Kennedy Daniel, she actually was an artist the first year and now she's a curator. she had an exhibition that was really, it really spoke to me because she, it was from a relationship she had that was abusive, like verbally abusive. And she had a art piece that was pancakes, and it was a working like art piece, like actually had real syrup that came out of it. And the inspiration behind that was that her partner at the time had, you know, made some negative comments about her body and said that she had like a pancake butt. And so she, you know, made this artwork to kind of, you know, get that out and kind of move forward with it and share that with other people. I thought that was very impactful for mm-hmm. sure.
Wow. That's really neat.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, I think I read that there's like 60 regional artists.
Yeah, 60. That's yes. A that's a lot of people, right? Yeah. And I'm sure that that's, like I said, it's people that you would probably run into, or probably maybe your Facebook friends, you know, maybe yeah. you're following them on Instagram. So 60 regional artists.
I love the thought of coming up on something and recognizing the name and like, I didn't know you did
like,
art.
I didn't know you were an artist. Yeah, people need to share that. I think it's amazing. I really like that they have the opportunity to be compensated, because like sometimes I feel like you have to choose when you're an artist or when you do something creative. It's like, either I'm going to make money or I'm just going to do it because I love doing it and I just want to be creative. So that part I think is solid, like absolutely amazing. Cause I don't like people having to choose between mm-hmm. the two. Cause I feel like sometimes we grow up and our parents are like, you can't do that. That's not going to make any real money. But you know, for artists who choose to do that as a profession, things like this are very important.
Very. Mm-hmm. And we know now that female artists tend to get compensated less overall. So to make yes. that a part of it,
mm-hmm.
hopefully is raising the bar for what
oh,
they
absolutely.
Accept.
We don't play. We like support women in all aspects. Definitely female artists.
So are there a couple exhibits or pop-ups that you're really looking forward to over the course of this month?
So many. There's so many to choose from. We do have Alex Bodishbaugh is one of the curators and organizers of Assembly. And her exhibition is called Fast. And it's like, you know, how we as Americans deal with fast food or things that are fast and kind of taking a minute to slow down a little bit. So I'm excited to see the full collection there. And gosh, there's so many. Jasper Logan, he's going to have like a retail space with his clothing line.
Oh, that's fun.
And yeah, there are so many talented young people here right in Northwest Arkansas. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
As far as celebrations and events, the two major ones are connected to Juneteenth and to LGBTQ Pride.
Yes.
So could you go into those two a little bit? And
yeah, so Juneteenth is put on by, we're supporting Music Moves, the NAACP, the Community Cohesion Project, and the Juneteenth Committee from the University of Arkansas. And they're bringing, I don't know if you remember, you're probably too young. They're bringing Bone Thugs and Harmony mm-hmm. and Young Jock, the Ohio Players. So they're bringing these musical acts right here to Springdale to celebrate Juneteenth. And there's going to be a fashion show too. Kutu Mamalu, she is actually from Little Rock, and she's in Project Runway All-Stars.
Oh, wow.
So she's going to be there showcasing her designs. That is June 17th. Definitely want everybody to be a part of it. It's free. And as far as the Pride Parade, I will be emceeing, and I'm really excited about that. Last year was really fun. Even though it rained, everybody was still, like, the energy was high and everybody was positive and happy. I just really enjoyed it. Richard Gathright does a really good job of putting that all together. So,
and now that part will be at the Momentary, or where will it be?
That will be, you know, they have to change where they're going to start from. It won't be from the Walton Art Center. So I'll have to get with Richard as far as where that's going to be moved to. Probably the Theater Squared okay. is where it'll start. But I think it's still going to be on, the parade is going to be on Dixon. But Fashion Week is going to be at the Momentary.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's talk about Fashion Week, too.
Yeah,
because
girl. You got a cute dress on.
No one can see it except you, so I'm really glad
I'm
that you mentioned that.
I'm letting everybody know you look cute.
Thank you. Last year was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first one that Interform had in a few years to largely the pandemic.
Yes, yes. We did two last year. Well, we did one. It was just for one day, and that was in November. The one in March was at the Momentary. The one in November was at Crystal Bridges. But this one is going to be, this year, it's going to be at the Momentary, and it's actually 3 days this time, so it's not it's not going to be one day like it was in November. But we are super excited about that. We have a department called Learn, which is students from the community who learn how to sew and make their own garments, and they're going to be showcasing their collection in Fashion Week, and that's really, it's going to be really, really amazing. They work so hard. Like, they stamped their own designs and they're spending hours sewing things. I'm like, I mean, I could put together something with a glue gun, but like, as far as sewing, I can't. So they definitely need to be recognized for all the hard work they put in, and they're going to get to show Northwest Arkansas what they can do or what they've been working on.
That's really neat. Mm-hmm. And so there will be three evenings of shows.
Yes. Three evenings of shows. And on all three evenings, there's going to be students from our Learn department showcasing their looks. So all three nights.
And will it be similar to last year in that there will be maybe a Marshallese line and maybe other cultural lines?
Absolutely. Different cultural lines, Marshallese, Congolese, and then just some of our students in general that have been attending the classes. They're going to be showcasing different collections. There'll be a gender bending collection. That's going to be really cool. I'm excited to see that. They won't let me get any sneak peeks, but I guess I have to wait till the day of shows.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, something that piqued my interest was the mention of some pop-up installations, like the one at Crystal Flats. What can we expect from that?
So those are going to be, there's going to be several. There's going to be one that centers on black hair and how to, like the different textures of natural hair. And we're going to have like Carol's Daughter and Conair have certain pop-ups. And that's going to be really great because I think it's going to be a chance to educate the community about different hair textures. I think sometimes it can be a taboo topic. So some of those are going to be at the Quonset Hut and some different locations around Northwest Arkansas.
And so you have a lot of partners, a lot of beauty partners for those things,
yes,
right?
Yes. Walmart Beauty, like I said, Conair, Carol's Daughter, and I think Curl Days is one of them as well. Pink Luster. We've got so many. So we're really excited.
Well, I'm trying to see if I've missed anything here. I'd love to hear about your curators, a couple of your curators, if you don't mind.
Yeah, if I can remember. There's so many. I hope I don't miss anybody. I did name Kennedy and Alex Bodishbaugh, Amy Terry. I love Amy. If you got to watch her Instagram video, she does makeup of like different stars like Johnny Depp.
Oh, wow.
And she actually looks like him. It's crazy. Jasper Logan, I mentioned. Alan, he has a really cool exhibition as well. Sarah Turner, Rachel Hayes, Daniel Hatch. She was in the first assembly. And who am I missing? Oh, Kennedy Daniel, but I did mention her. She was an artist last assembly, and now she's a curator. So
perfect. Yeah. Well, I look forward to experiencing some of these and seeing you out there.
Yeah.
And
we got an art crawl. An art crawl. On June the 2nd.
June 2nd.
I'll shoot you the details on that as well. That's going to be fun.
And that will take place?
In Springdale. So you'll get to go to each art exhibition in Springdale and get a little taste of something from the Urban Wine Cellary.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Well, where can people find more details about all the events?
Yes. So we've got some events on Facebook. We have some on our website. Go to interform.art and it'll tell you all the details, all the times. My brain is scrambled eggs, so if I could spit them off to you, I would. But go to our website, interform.art, to find out about all the events happening with Interform.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Ro. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.